It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8:22. That's Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is Total Information AM on KMOX. And this morning we're taking a look at a chronic condition that is being diagnosed more frequently, POTS syndrome. Joining us is Mary O'Meara, a nurse practitioner for OSF Healthcare in Rockford, Illinois. Mary, thank you very much for being with us today. We know it as POTS. What does POTS stand for?
This is a big word here. So it's postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. So it's a mouthful.
Yeah, we'll just stick with POTS then.
Yes, right.
So what is it and who does it affect?
Sure. So it usually affects women, usually young females. So it usually rears its head, early teenage years. They're not quite sure exactly what causes it, but it's, a condition where changes in, posture, basically standing up, going from sitting to standing, from standing to lying, especially during exercise. So you can get really lightheaded, you can get really dizzy, sometimes nauseous, feel like you're going to pass out. Now, it's different than what we call orthostatic hypotension, whereas your blood kind of pools and doesn't make it to your head fast enough. And that makes you kind of dizzy, like when you stand up and you get a little bit dizzy. It's a little bit different because your body is trying to compensate from the pooling of your blood in your lower extremities, not getting to your head quick enough. And you get your heart rate is going very, very fast. But it is a problem that affects mostly young females.
Young females. Mostly, does it affect any other age group prominently or portion of population?
It can always be diagnosed in anybody, but the majority of people are young, youthful females, usually diagnosed, at say like age 15 or so, and then it progresses into their young adult years as well.
Is POTS dangerous and how is it diagnosed?
So it's usually diagnosed just by symptoms. We have these young girls coming in and, whenever they're out running around, being active, they're getting these feelings that they're going to pass out. They get really sweaty and dizzy and their heart is racing and they feel nauseous and have to lay down. So it can be really scary, especially, for parents and others that are around them. They think something's really bad. However, all the testing that we do on them shows that they're normal and healthy. Their EKGs, their cardiac testing, their labs, everything comes back that they're normal and healthy. So it's really a diagnosis that comes in an absence of other clinical data, meaning we're looking at everything. Everything looks good. You're a young, healthy girl, and you have these symptoms. That's where you come with the diagnosis of POTS.
The symptoms almost sound like anxiety or a panic attack or something. I imagine it is hard to say, let's do some tests and see if it's POTS.
Absolutely. And a lot of times it will be wrongfully, I should say, or mistakenly diagnosed as having anxiety. But what's important to know is it's happening when these people are trying to be active. They're moving around. They're exercising. When anxiety can hit us at any old time, in the middle of the night, when we're sitting there not doing anything or watching TV, these anxious thoughts or situations creep up on us and get the better of us. So again, it can be wrongfully diagnosed. Not that that's a dangerous misdiagnosis, but it can be.
Once it is diagnosed, what are the suggestions for treatment? A change in lifestyle?
Well, somewhat. Oddly enough, it happens when you're exercising, but the treatment is you want to be extremely active and healthy and strengthen those muscles, especially in your legs. Those are the muscles that are pumping the blood up to the heart and the brain. So we actually want to encourage these people to be super active, which can be hard because then they're having these symptoms. Frequent snacks, frequent hydration, letting people that are around them, such as their like athletic coaches and teachers, know what's going on and know that these are not dangerous, that they have been evaluated, that it's nothing to be too worried about. Sometimes, you know, unfortunately, they do have to sit down, lay down until the symptoms subside and get back up. And then oddly enough, they have found that exercise where you're in the reclined position, things like yoga and swimming, tend to help with POTS. They're not exactly sure why, but studies have shown that those are more effective.
And before we let you go, how we said at the beginning that it's being diagnosed more frequently. How common is this diagnosis?
It's actually very common. There's over, like, I think the last time I looked, it was like 3 million people, in the United States have it. So it's actually much more common than people realize. It's just one of those things that since all the tests are coming back negative, everything looks fine, but a lot of times, you know, people are telling, you know, it's in your head. It's not really a problem. There's nothing there, that sort of thing. So now that it's becoming, more widely accepted and more readily diagnosed, our numbers are going to continue to rise.
Mary O'Meara is a nurse practitioner for OSF Healthcare in Rockford, Illinois. Thank you for discussing POTS syndrome with us on KMOX.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a good day. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.